Mason City's local news, weather, farm, and sports station is also your connection with the top news stories from around the world. To stay informed, lock your radio dial on AM 1300 KGLO.
I'm Tim Fleming with this news update. The application process for a new state program that awards grants to help workers get training for a commercial driver's license opens on Tuesday. Iowa Workforce Development's Mike Cockrum says that they're looking to fill a void for employers in the state of Iowa.
It provides grants to employers who, employers, nonprofits, and consortiums who need to hire drivers. It allows them to, it gives them some financial assistance in order to recruit someone and be able to put them through entry-level driver training.
That entry-level driver training is now required before you can take the CDL exam. Cockrum says the grant can be used in several different ways.
They could potentially work with a third-party training provider, or they could become certified themselves, and the grant would then assist them with the costs of that, which could be associated with curriculum materials, wages for the instructor, maintenance of the pad that they have to use in order to do the driving training, or potentially a dedicated vehicle that they would use for it as well.
Some businesses have already become trainers so that they can work with their employees.
The hope would be to open up more avenues with more employers that are offering that, and also to help the ones who currently are. And then, of course, if someone wanted to go through or wanted to send someone to a third-party training provider that's already doing that training, they could help pay down the tuition for that person as well. So they can come at it from two different ways, but we're certainly hoping to grow the list of potential trainers across the state.
The grant process will open on December 13th in the state of Iowa.
They can learn more right now on, if they go to futurereadyiowa.gov, there's a banner at the top providing a link to information about the grant itself. Also, we're going to have a webinar Tuesday, December 13th at 3 p.m., where we're going to walk through the programs.
The deadline for the grants, by the way, will be the 3rd of February. This is AM 1300 KGLO News. Some lakes and ponds in northern Iowa already have ice thick enough to support ice fishing, while elsewhere you can still see open water. Joe Lashide, the chief of the Iowa DNR Fisheries Bureau, says it's early in the season and Iowans who love ice fishing have to be patient or head north. Lashide says Iowans are a hardy people, and despite the frigid temperatures, they love ice fishing, and he calls the sport a real great equalizer.
You don't need special equipment. Using the maps that are online on our DNR website, you can find the habitat and the deep water spots and all that stuff in ponds. You don't need a boat. You can go right out to those spots, use your phone, you know, to find the exact spot, drill a hole, and you're right on top of the fish.
It is still technically fall, as the first day of winter is December 21st, especially when it's this early. Ice anglers need to make sure that they are safe, and safety is the top priority. And there are a few simple rules that you need to follow before ice fishing.
Go out with a person that you know and trust, and drill a lot of holes as you venture out onto the ice, and verify it's at least 4 to 6 inches thick of clear, hard ice. I personally won't go out until it's 6 inches, but 4 inches of clear, hard ice is considered safe.
And he's quick to add that no ice is 100% safe. While new ice is usually stronger than old ice, the DNR says river ice is 15% weaker than lake ice, while ice with a blush color is safer than clear ice. Larshide says the ice anglers should never go out alone and always let someone know where you're going and when you plan to return from that ice fishing trip.
Well, it's good to have a throwable, inflatable thing so you can, if you do fall through, you won't sink. And a rope that a buddy can toss you in case something happens.
For more information, you can always go to iowadnr.gov. That's iowadnr.gov. The only Democrat to win a statewide race this year says it's time to give independent voters a voice in choosing general election candidates. State Auditor Rob Sand supports open primaries in the state of Iowa.
I mean, the bottom line is we have a system that disenfranchises a third of Iowans. If you're a registered independent, you're told you don't get to participate in the primary.
State law requires Iowans to be registered as a Democrat or Republican to vote in the June primaries that determine the top two candidates listed on the general election ballots.
Here we are in a country that celebrates Independence Day every year, and yet we tell actual independents that they're not allowed to participate equally. I think that that's ridiculous.
In an open primary, voters choose the top two candidates for each race. Sand also supports ranked choice voting, with each voter ranking the list of candidates for each office. Sand says Alaska's system of open primaries and ranked choice voting is promoting bipartisanship at this time.
Look at this. You had Mary Peltola, who's the Democrat who holds the congressional seat, and Lisa Murkowski, the Republican who holds the Senate seat, endorse each other. A Democrat endorsed a Republican, and a Republican endorsed a Democrat. You know, that's the sort of focus that we need. We need to be focused on who the people are and whether or not they're actually interested in public service as opposed to just being interested in partisanship and games.
A Spirit Lake person has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting death of a woman. Corey Hargith has that story for us today.
The trial for Christian Goyen-Yarns, the man accused of shooting Shelby Wyszewski outside Grape Tree Medical Staffing in February, began on Tuesday, with the prosecution spending parts of 3 days providing witness testimony and evidence that included the 911 call made by the victim just minutes after being shot, where she identified the defendant as the shooter. The defense claimed Goyen-Yarns was not feeling well on the morning in question and was actually in the restroom at his workplace in Spirit Lake at the time of the incident, but co-workers testified he was not able to be located and his pickup was missing, which was seen on surveillance video parking at the scene and waiting for the victim to arrive. Corey Hargith, Radio Iowa, Storm Lake.
This is AM 1300 KGLO News. I'm Tim Fleming.